Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism. We're so happy that you guys are here. And this is a special episode because we have our aunt, Aubrey, on the podcast today.
Yes, it's weird to just call her Aubrey.
I know.
But we have Aubrey Leninger on the podcast today, and we had such a great conversation about really stepping into your personal spiritual journey and basically like finding your purpose in this life.
And like embracing your divine energy.
Yes.
Especially like your divine feminine energy, because we have goddess power. But she's a plant-based chef. She believes in plant medicine. She reads tarot and oracle cards. And she's very recently, within the past few years, stepped into this whole journey. So she kind of just talked about like how she got into it. And I think it's really relatable, and we can all learn from it.
Yeah, there's a lot we can take away. And it definitely inspired me to like really step up my spiritual journey with like crystals, for example, that just kind of sit on my desk. And I always mean to look into them, and
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
So things like that. But we did have a really great conversation, and we're going to listen to that now. Welcome to the show, Aubrey. We're so excited to sit down with you and talk today.
I'm excited too.
You are our feminine energy, goddess energy guide today.
Yes.
Ooh, oh, I didn't know it was all that. Okay, cool. I'm excited for that. Yes.
We're very excited to learn from you. You have, like, you just know so much about, like, energy, and, like, you have taught me about tarot and everything like that. Like, you're very in tune. So we're excited to learn from you.
Thank you. I'm excited.
I still think about the reading you gave me at the reunion. Because it was so spot on. Yeah.
It was.
It was. I mean, it was so too spot on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You guys, like, how many did I do over that week? I did so many readings for the family, and it was so fun for me and such great experience. And every person's was like completely different. Like, there was, and honestly, I don't actually remember, like, I'll kind of remember like the gist of it, but I don't remember a lot of specifics, because that's between us, you know, when I do that. But and then I just let it go, you know, I just let it go after that. But anyways, everyone's was so different, and it was just so fun. It's just amazing, you know, how connected we can be, yet we're so unique and different.
Yeah. Yeah, that is interesting, because like it's almost like proof that it's not fake, because if it was fake, it would be like everything would be so similar, or like you could just make up whatever you want, but it's not. It's like made for you.
Yeah. And also, like, when you're sitting in the reading and you're hearing these things being said to you, and you're having these thoughts in your mind, you're having these feelings that come up when something's said by someone who is just looking, like, just feeling the energy and just looking at, you know, these images and just feeling the energy and being in tune with that. Yeah, it's just, it's interesting.
That is true, because my reading was also very accurate, and I just remember like sobbing, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is exactly how
you
I feel.
And
You are the only one
that was brought to tears. I'll tell you that. It was very emotional for a lot of people, because it's something, you know, we don't think about. Well, I mean, the way that we were brought up, I was brought up the same as you, you know, I mean, slightly different, you know, but still in that same, you know, a religious spot of tarot and oracle is bad. It's of the devil.
Yeah,
right. You know, like, that's all, like, you're going to get told when you're going to die. And it's like, you know, fortune telling and looking into a crystal ball and telling the future, kind of a thing. Like, you're going to marry a tall, dark and handsome man, you know, like that's the stigma that's out there. You know, it's starting to change, you know, at the more that we as a society awaken to what's happening energetically, which is super exciting. You know, the more of us that come online, the more energy, that positive energy that builds up, and the more that we get to share these things that we've been told for so long are bad, and, you know, don't look at it and don't see it and don't feel it and don't anything, be afraid, be very afraid of everything, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we are, because we don't know any different, and we just are going through these motions. So, you know, it's just a really exciting time. I'm super happy to be a part of, you know, talking to the younger generation, to you ladies who are so lucky to be in your 20s and you know, start learning this stuff. I mean, oh my gosh, I'm jealous for that. You know, I'm like, I love how I'm feeling these days and I love what's happening in the world, regardless of what the, you know, news says.
Yeah.
That's there to put you down in the fear. And I'm here,
right?
You know, so.
Yes. Yeah, it's looked at so negatively, but it's supposed to be a tool to guide you. Because we all need guidance sometimes. Like for me, like for my reading with you, like I had so many thoughts that were just so obsessive in my head. And I was like, I don't know why I'm thinking this. But then after the reading, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. So then I like journaled like 10 pages, I swear, that night. I was like, this is like all connecting for me.
That is so cool. Thank you for that feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. It meant a lot. It was really helpful because I mean, like, you know what I was going through at that time. So like there was just a lot going on and it's nice to have clarity.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely loving the clarity that I'm feeling, you know, in my heart, you know.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. That's where I want to live all the time.
Yes. Can we all please?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm going to kind of go off on a little tangent though right now, because yes, we all want to live in the space of love and peace and happiness all the time. But honestly, without those, you know, perceived lower, you know, feelings, we wouldn't have those highs. We wouldn't have anything in between. And that's what we're here on this earth, you know, to do is to feel and to, you know, to have those human experiences. We are celestial beings. We are divine. Like, we are from the cosmos. You know, we are just these beings of light, and we wanted to come. And, you know, I don't know how it looked or anything. And it's different for everyone. Everyone has a different perception or a different thought, you know, and that's wonderful. And so however that looks for you, we are beings of light. We decided we wanted to come down at some point and try on these, you know, these bodies, these confinements, you know, give ourselves these egos that drive us crazy, you know, half the time. And we wanted to do that so that we can get to this point where we can really feel everything. When that anger is coming up, when that fear is coming up, you know, any of those jealousy, like all of that stuff, whenever self-doubt, like that is a huge one. Whenever the stuff is coming up, it's coming up for a reason. So step back, take a look at it. Like, okay, should I know? Like, we all have the answers inside here. You know, our bodies, our beings are trying to tell us something with all the feelings. So just feel it all. Find out what it's, you know, look at it from an observer point and find out what it's all about. Journal about it, you know, talk about it, do whatever you have to do to dispel that energy, work out, go for a walk, you know, play with your dog, sit and meditate, however it looks for you. Go to the beach. That's my favorite, you know, is go sit by the ocean and just contemplate what's going on. I mean, I, you know, sit and just bawl my eyes out and it looks different for everyone. That's how I process emotion. Let it all out. And then, I mean, what do you know? Like, I feel so much better. And I'm like, you know what? Like, my life is actually really good. No matter what the circumstances are right now, I am happy. Look at me and look what I get to do and look what I get to be a part of and all the good things that are happening in my life. And then I'm like, oh, I'm amazing. It's amazing. Everything's amazing. And here I've just been in this spot where I'm like, you know, feeling like I am heartbroken or, you know, whatever those feelings are. And I'm angry and all the things and processing it out. And then I'm like, yes, that's right. I'm a being of light. I'm going to shine, bitch. Like, let's go. You know?
Yes.
I don't know if I can do that, but I do.
No, you can go for it. No, it's so true though. Like in the past year, that is the number one lesson I've learned, is to feel your emotions, because if I have a 10-minute sob fest, I feel so much better. And it's not always crying, but like when something comes up, I'm like, okay, I need to, like you said, I need to like go move my body. I need to journal. I need to clean my space. Like I know I'm more in tune with like what I need to do with the emotions I'm feeling. And awesome. It's so that's great. Really
yeah.
Yeah.
It can be very like I'm
overall. Moment moment. Yeah. Yeah. Like overall, even like in those moments of like lowness, I feel happier overall, like looking back.
Yes. Good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It is.
Well, did anything specific prompt your personal spiritual journey? Was it like a huge event or was it just gradual over time?
It was very gradual. It was very gradual over many years. I've probably been going through stuff. I mean, I guess you're always kind of changing and stuff, but I would say like my real awakening and like, I mean, because I've always been spiritual, you know, that I grew up with parents who, you know, were wonderful enough to teach me that there is life out there, that there's something else out there, you know, that it's okay to believe in spirits and like, you know, you can even talk to them. We do sometimes, you know, and whereas a lot of people who have those gifts, they're scared to talk about it. They're told not to, you know, they grow up thinking that it's a bad thing. And luckily for that, I didn't have that. So I always kind of, I was always spiritual. And then I'm not sure, it had to have been like my mom and her essential oils, like probably a decade ago, where she was like, these things, you know, are awesome and they work and it's different. And I was like, oh no, we have to have medicine. And like, you know, living in like the total, like what's going on in the world, like just being with society and doing what I knew what to be right. You know, no, you have to get medicine. You have to get a doctor. And there's certain, you know, there's no way that there's such thing as this, you know, energy stuff. And it was like, when I first started hearing about that, I was like, oh, this is such hooey, like, you know, like it makes me laugh now because I was laughing back then, like who would believe this stuff, pshaw, you know, like it was ridiculous. And now here I am like spouting this stuff. So it's been very gradual, but I started like doing therapy with my beautiful and wonderful sister-in-law, Holly, your Aunt Holly. I started doing therapy with her a couple of years ago. What happened is, like, this is what really sparked it. And what happened is, like, they came to visit and I had started using some essential oils, you know, and I was like, well, this stuff kind of really does actually work, you know? So it was like, kind of like, there's something else out there. And then they came to visit and she had crystals everywhere. And I was like, oh, you have crystals. Like someone had given me a crystal a couple years back. And I was just like, well, that's weird. Like it's pretty, but you know, okay, whatever.
Right. Decoration.
And I'm like, oh, you have crystals? Like, cause Holly's cool. You know, like I love her. And I was just like, it's really like awesome. You know, she's like into all this weird stuff, you know, at that time it was like weird and like she's into all this weird stuff. And so I was like, oh, okay, well that's cool. And then she was like, yeah, I do these Facebook things and with this other lady and their energetic healing and stuff. She's like, if you want to join, you know, I'd love to have you join. And so I was like, yeah, that sounds amazing. I'll give it a try. And y'all, it was like groundbreaking. Like I don't know what in me stirred, but like when they were doing there, it was like meditations and like really going within. And I have always been intuitive and I've always known that, but I didn't understand it back then, you know, like, I mean, I thought it was like, you know, the spirit, the Holy Ghost, like it's something outside of me always, but you know, that is actually, for me, it's inside, you know, and this is where I get my answers. So anyway, it was just like the feelings that I was feeling, the energetic feelings, like the clearing that I actually felt like energy leaving my body, you know, like it was insane. And I was like, there is something here and I got to look more into this. Well, I ended up winning a drawing for, I got a session with Aunt Holly, a free session. And so I was like, well, I'll try that out. And then, yeah, it's just the same thing. Like it's just mind blowing what happens when, you know, you really look within and like you dig to the root of the energetic problem, whatever it is, pain in your body, you know, anything outside that anger, that everything that you feel, like you bring it up to the surface. And once it's there, you can see it for what it is. It's just is. It's not anything to like hold on to. Why am I holding on to that memory from when I was 3 years old? That is bizarre. I didn't even know I had that memory, you know? And there it is. Right. It's up and out. And then I'm like, oh, you know, okay, I'm lighter. I'm freer. So yeah, like every time that we're clearing those things out. So that was like, yeah, going through that process and then starting those sessions with her. And then like a year later, I was at Rhythmia doing ayahuasca, you know, and just, you know, plant medicine from there. And it all just has really started to, you know, go on this like downward, like I'm just really on a momentum, you know, of like up-leveling my life, just fully up-leveling it. And it is like just amazing. Yeah.
That's yeah, it sounds like it was the perfect time. Like that timing was definitely meant to be. Absolutely. Because everything just clicked for you.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, that's when you know, when it's all just like, oh, I didn't even expect that. And there it is. And it's like, you know, you don't really see it most of the time when you're going through it. But when you look back on it, it was like, if this wouldn't happen, then this wouldn't happen. And it's like a chain reaction. Right. And that's just the universe, you know, like that's our lives, you know, just doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also think it's really interesting because growing up, like you were saying, like we're taught that it's like the Holy Ghost or like God or, you know, whatever mm-hmm. everyone believes in. But this is different in that like the energy is coming from within. At least that's what I've been learning lately. Like listen to your own body, like tap into like, are my chakras aligned? Like is my energy off? Like you were saying, like listen to your body. Because all the pain that we feel, like it can come from your energy being imbalanced. And so I really like that focusing on all this is like focusing so much on yourself and not necessarily giving it to like someone else. Like, yes, you can still believe in a higher power and everything, but it's just like so focused on yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Everyone has their own belief system, what they believe in, and whatever's right for you. And I am not here to say what's right for you. I'm here to say what's right for me. And that's it.
Right.
And I don't, you know, I'm not going to judge you for whatever you want to do. You do you. I'm doing me. We're all on a different, unique path. Like we have to, when we start realizing that and break away from like the societal, like walls that are put around us, like you have to do these certain things and be this certain way in order to fit in. And I'm here to tell you, like, I don't want to fit in anymore. Like, that's what happened for me. I was like, wait, what? You know what? I mean, I like, I had this dream one night that I was at college and I was with your mom, you know, my sister, and we were college roommates. And like, I don't know, we were like doing stuff, you know, that college kids do. We're just going around, blah, 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 in my dream. And then like one day I woke up and like, I'll never forget this picture in my mind. And I like wake up and I was like, and like, I was coming out of this fog, you know, like I had been like sleepwalking for 20 years. And I wake up and like, you know, Adrian's standing there and she's like, what's going on? You know? And I'm like, what's going on? Like, I don't know where I am. What are we doing? I have to go to math class tomorrow. And I haven't even been to class. Like me was there, but I wasn't there. And that's how I feel about my life. It's like, that was me, but that really wasn't me, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I got to step back and see like, you know, and actually ask myself, who am I and what do I really want to be doing in this life? What is my life? What do I really want it to look at, you know, or look like? And that's when it was like, you know, I was like, I got to go back to school. I'm not doing what is, you know, aligned for my highest and greatest good. And so I'm going back to school. I'm going to become a chef and, you know, and started like just having these huge dreams that were like, I know are going to be a reality. And anyways, it's just, yeah. I'm excited for what's to come. This is a lucky
year. Yeah. That's awesome that it like manifested itself to you in a dream. Like for me, I've noticed if I like want to do something, I have like obsessive thoughts about it that I can't shake. And I'm like, I just have to do it or else I'm never going to know. And it's always going to be in the back of my head. But for you, it's dreams. And that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
It is. Yeah. Fun. So you said Aunt Holly was like, when she came to visit, that was like your beginning of like, all right, time to tap into me. Was there any other steps that you took? Like, were you like frantically like Googling or looking for books or resources? What did that look like for you?
I know. I didn't even understand what I thought. Actually, something was wrong with me. You know, if I'm being perfectly honest, like I thought something was wrong with me. Like, why don't I love my life? Like, I have a good life, you know, like everything was good, you know, and it was like, mm-hmm. just if you look at it from the outside, you know, you'd think like, well, they have it all, like she's got it all, like look at what she's got, you know, and that's true. And I do, mm-hmm. and I did, you know, but I always felt like something was missing. And that's what it was. It was just like, there's something's not quite right. It's a little bit off, you know, and I can't place it and I don't know what it is. So I had to go on a discovery journey of what that was. I just didn't realize it was happening while it was happening, you know, for a while. No. Anyways, it took until like starting to work with Aunt Holly where it was like, oh, that's what's happening. Okay, cool. You know? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was like very, you kind of like naturally fell into it. You were missing something and then it just came into your life.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I was constantly asking though, like, what am I missing and why am I not happy? And, you know, like, and I was trying all these different things, you know, all these different diets and all these different workouts. And I mean, I worked out like a crazy woman. That is where I channeled, you know, my energy. It was like, I was working out all the time. I was like constantly watching my steps. If I didn't have like 15 to 20,000 steps a day, I was like losing it. And, you know, it was like, I was just like doing that. And plus there was a lot of like, you know, alcohol and drugs and things that were in there, and you know, all these ways to sort of cope, and I just thought, mm-hmm. that's what we were supposed to do. But I was feeling guilty about all these things that I was doing and trying to, like, you know, just like, like, so I was like in a constant like chaotic battle within myself, you know, where it was like part of me is you know, wanting to just keep it safe and just do those things because that's, you know, that's going to make you feel better. Drown it out, drown out the noise. And, you know, I mean, exercise is an addiction too, or can be. It was, you know, like, I mean, you know, I was tracking every single morsel of food that I put into my mouth. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, I was, yeah. And if, I mean, it was like 1200 calories. You do not go over that. If you go over that, you're guilt and shame and all these things. I was weighing myself every day. I was working out all the time. I was just eating, you know, like salads with no dressing and just, that's it, you know, just. And that's fine, you know, like I actually do a lot of that now, but just because I like it, not because I feel like I have to, you know, like,
you have to, yeah,
the way that I eat. But I mean, we could do anything. And if we're feeling that guilt and shame behind it, it's not doing us any good. You know, we can do too much of everything.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Everything in moderation.
Yeah,
have you seen any change, any other changes besides like your overall feeling, how you feel about yourself since starting your spiritual journey?
I mean, yeah, I see changes all the time. Like, I mean, my life is different, you know. I mean, I'm going through a marriage breakup, you know, that's a long one. And, you know, part of that, like, life that I felt like I was missing something, you know, like, and that, you know, it's sad and all that. So I go through a lot of like grief and, you know, losing something that's been around for a long time. But also like now I know how to work through all that stuff. And, you know, things look a lot different in my life right now than they did a couple of years ago. But also I'm still in the middle of that journey. You know, I'm still in this space of like an in-between, you know, where I've got all this momentum and I'm working towards things, you know, I'm, you know, following the path that my heart lays out for me day to day, sometimes minute to minute, you know. I honestly, like, I am like a giant believer in following my intuition. So everything I do runs through my heart space, you know, everything, that any thought that I have, anything that's going on, I run it through my heart and, you know, deal with it as it comes. So I'm still in a space of like, we're going through it. We're going deep. We're doing this work, mm-hmm. you know, but, it goes in waves and it goes, you know, it goes in waves, but I know what's on the other side. I've seen those visions. I've seen what is in store for me later. And also I'm told, you know, by my guides and things that, you know, by my intuition that this, you know, like what's going on now is just my growth period for what's coming up next, because I know like what's coming up next is like really, you know, it's like a lot of community up-leveling too, as well as like, you know, so I got to like up-level myself so I can like start to build up my community, which, you know, is starting to happen. Things are starting to fall in place. And that's the cool thing. It's like, I'm feeling out like my independence and what I can actually do and the power that I have as a human being, as a light body in this human body. Like, I'm powerful. Y'all, everyone is. Every single one of us. I don't care if you're a homeless bum on the street. I don't care if you're 2 years old. You know, I don't care if you're 70 years old. Whatever you are a light body. You are divine. Everything about you is perfect as it should be today. You know, follow your heart. That's it.
I love that. I think we've been kind of in that same space, like putting in the work now, really trying to develop ourselves, and we see where we're gonna be like at the end and what we're working for and everything. So I think we can definitely relate on that.
Yeah, it is nice though too, like you feel good when you're working about like working on yourself and you're like, I am getting myself ready for my future self. Like there was this quote that I saw on Pinterest and it was like, your past self doesn't need you, your future self does. And that has helped me like with perspective wise, like I really do need to like get myself ready for what I want to accomplish in life and what I know is there for me. So I love that too. Yes. Do you have any advice?
Can I say this really quick? Because I have that it just goes along with it. I have this thing on my wall that says, be the energy that you want to attract. And that's kind of like that.
Yes.
Like,
I love that.
See your future self, because that's what you are. If you've seen it in your head, it's happening. So it's like, already there. Your quantum self is already that person, you know? So you are.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've heard that too, like with like my obsessive thoughts thing, it's like, if you're thinking about that, like your future self already has it. So I'm like, okay, maybe there's a reason for this. Yeah.
It's absolutely true. It is absolutely true. And I believe that 1,000,000%.
I do too. Wow.
Yeah, that's really cool. That gives me a lot of hope for sure, because I have a lot of stuff in my head.
Well, yeah, our egos like to take control because that's what they do, you know, like that's what we have it for. It wants to take control and tell us and keep us safe, you know. And so it's like, I treat mine, you know, it's like nurturing, you know, like, thank you so much for keeping me safe all these years. And thank you for trying to keep me safe. I'm so appreciative. I'm so grateful that you've been there for me. And you know what, right now, I'm going to follow my heart, because I believe in a future that's different, you know. So thank you, but I'm kind of moving on. I'm going to circumvent you right now, but feel free to like I have mine like in this, you know, like prism of rainbow light, and it just shines rainbow light. And so I'm like, we're just going to keep you rainbow happy.
And it's there when I need it.
Yeah. It helps us bring up the stuff we need to clear. You know, it really does.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So I wanted to ask you if you wanted to touch on this a little bit. You don't have to, but how has plant medicine, specifically like ayahuasca, how was that a part of your journey?
Mm. Oh my goodness. That was a giant part of my journey. That was a huge shift for me. I actually had a vision when I was on ayahuasca about basically that I need to go to culinary school, becoming a chef, and you know, working with plant foods, healing the collective through plant foods, you know, healing society, humanity. Like, we all, you know, we've just gone so far away. Nutrition is a whole other subject I could go on for, like, you know, hours and hours. So I'll keep that one like that.
Hi everyone. Sorry to interrupt this episode. Hopefully you're enjoying our interview with Aubrey so far. I'm going through and editing and realized that we lost the last few minutes of our interview. We lost the audio for it. I don't know how, but it happened. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to just sum up what we talked about in these last little bit. We talked about Aubrey's journey with ayahuasca, how she came to find it, how her ayahuasca retreat
completely changed her life and completely changed the trajectory of her spiritual journey and how she saw the world. And it was a really, really great conversation. There is a way for you to hear her story. You guys can listen to the Hollywood podcast because Holly and Aubrey did an episode together where they talked about their journeys with ayahuasca. We'll put it in the show notes. It's a really, really great episode, really insightful, especially if you're interested in learning more about ayahuasca. And you guys can also find Aubrey on Instagram. We'll put her socials and how to connect with her in our show notes. She can do tarot and oracle readings. She can do them virtually as well, which is really, really great. I highly recommend reaching out and getting a reading from her, as mentioned in this episode. Mine was really insightful into what I was going through at the time and how to work through certain things. So definitely recommend that. And thank you guys so much for listening. Again, so sorry that the audio cut out, technical difficulties. But we will be back with you guys next week. Bye.